कहे साधु यही भिक्षु को भजन मुकुंद सेवन व्रत कैल निर्धारण परात्मनिष्ठा मात्र देश धारण मुकुंद सेवाय है संसार तारण से ही बेश कैल ये वृंदावन गया कृष्ण निशे मन करी निजे बसिया भगवान तु आज वृंदावन पद्मा केन बैक हाफ मैड always talking Krishna Chaitanya. See Krishna Chaitanya. Whatever anyone says to him, it is Krishna Chaitanya. No other word coming out of his lips. Krishna Chaitanya. 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 Then his name was given by the public as Chaitanya Das. Afterwards, he was known as Chaitanya Das in the society. Of course, he recovered somewhat. Then, when Mahaprabhu was in Puri, Vardhanam went to see him. See him. With his wife. Mahaprabhu told that you have got a very devotee, a good son, and his name will be Srinivas. And he came back, and Srinivas came in his house. Very beautiful, and a born scholar. Srinivas, when very young, Padmanabha left, he came automatically in his mind, see Chaitanya Dev and Nityananda and his Dila surcharged within him. No other tendency. Early, about 15 years, he came out to see the birthplace of Sivananda, Namandi. And he sat near the house of Mahaprabhu, the Ganges Ghat, Veding Ghat. He sat there, the boy of 15, absent-minded. What he is thinking, he does not know. He is sitting on the Vishnupriya Devi came to take bath. He found a beautiful boy. Some sort of likeness of Mahaprabhu. He is sitting there, do not know anything or even himself. He does not know himself. In this way, Vishnupriya Devi had pity and they took the boy to his home. Then he fed the boy. Then Srinivas went to Mahaprabhu. Is at that time he is in Puri. He started for Puri. But after going about 3-4, heard that Chaitanya Dev has left the world. What to do? He went again, and Gadadhar Pandit was there. He met him in Gopinath, Tutar Gopinath. Gadadhar Pandit embraced him and told, I am waiting for you, Srinivas. My Lord has ordered me to teach you Srimad Bhagavatam. He will explain Bhagavatam in the whole of Bengal. Unprecedented lecture. lecturer on Bhagavatam. So my book you won't be able to read. It is half washed. The letters are half washed by the tears. So get a fresh book. Go to Srikhanda and take my name and try to secure a copy of Bhagavatam. And I shall teach you. Varadhara Pandit came back, took a copy of Bhagavatam from Srikhanda, again started for Puri. He reached there and heard Varadhara Pandit already left, disappointed. But I am such a distressed soul. Wherever I am going, and the object is just removed a little before, Mahaprabhu and this Gadadhara Pandit who gave me hope, he will teach me Bhagavatam, what ill fated I am born. Then what to do, he came, but the Gadadhara Pandit's will was there. Automatically when he went to read Bhagavatam, found everything is rushing to him. Yeah. And this way, then Srinivas in the Narottam and Samananda, he went to, started for Vrindavan to have darshan of Rupa Sanatana, Mangabhal Bhatta, Adas Raghunath Bhatta, Goswami there. The three started and went there. And when Srinivas, few miles far off from Mathura, heard the Sanatana Goswami pastime. The people, they are talking that great Sanatana Goswami was the Prime Minister and who captured the whole of Vrindavan people within his heart. That Sanatana has passed away. A great disaster for the country. Then what to do? Still, Rupa and Raghunath and Jeev, Gopal Bhatta, they are living. Anyhow, they dragged down. Then when they reached Mathura, they heard the last night Rupa Goswami left. They are saying, Sanatana, and that Asari Purnima, and then after Dadashi, next Dadashi, Rupa Goswami left. How hopeless and a cursed soul we are. Coming nearby and could not see those two generals of Mahaprabhu, Dvi Senapati. Mahaprabhu sent two of the generals, of his generals to Vrindavan to carry out his orders and to establish the kingdom of the Gaudiya Vaishnava there. Then, anyhow, dragged their bodies to Vrindavan. And found in the Govinda Mandir, perhaps many of you have seen that old Govinda Mandir, broken. When they reached there, they found that Arati, Sandharati, Atri is going on in a very great splendor, great crowd. And Rupa Goswami just passed away. So with that feeling of high bereavement, madly they are chanting his name and the Arati is going on this way. Srinivas, the three were there, Srinivas, he could not stand that sort of sentimental grief. He fainted in one side. When he woke up, when he first got his recovered, got his lost consciousness, he found that Jiva Goswami is, with some followers, is engaged in his Narsi. Then anyhow, he woke up and did what was necessary. Papa in this time. Then about a year, those three lived in Vrindavan and took initiation Gopal Bhatta here from Gopal Bhatta, Srinivas Acharya, and Narottam Thakur from Loknath Goswami, and Samananda from Jiva Goswami. There are many incidents in the meantime. But Jiva Goswami, who was in charge of all the books written by Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami himself and others, after a year when they are coming back, if they will come back, then two cart loads in the casket, wooden casket, the books were placed, and they are given in charge of Srinivas. He was fond of more education and the Shastric knowledge, so in his charge the books were given. Take them and the copy and the preach in Bengal especially. We shall see to preach in this side, but the land of Mahaprabhu and the Nityananda Prabhu, there it will be, it will have good circulation, you take it. Srinivas took it, the three came, two bullock cart, and that big casket, Ujan, as it was put. When they came by the road, that Grand Trunk Road, near Vishnupur in the district of Bakura, near Midnapur, the cars were on the road and they are sleeping somewhere nearby. But those book boxes, they were removed. In the morning when they woke up, they found the cart is empty. Those book wooden boxes, big boxes with the books all removed. Then they are horrified and tear their best, those three, to search nearby, but could not find any clue. Then what to do? Samananda and Narottam, they disappointed, they left the place for their own home. But Srinivas Acharya, he could not do so. I was specially selected and given the charge of this Shastri, higher Shastra, and I cannot go back home without doing anything to get this Shastra back. How can it? He was wandering like a madman. He had there, the boy, 50-foot boy, young boy. Like people think that that boy is head crack. Here and there. Then one day, there was a jamindar, a chief of the Santals, the Adivasi, the aborigines. His name was Veer Hambir. He was the chief of that locality. And he had some attraction for devotion and Bhagavatam. He every day he held a class of Bhagavatam regularly in his house in the afternoon. And his guru was one by name Bhas. He used to explain Bhagavatam. And so many devotees, they used to hear, plug there, used to hear Bhagavatam. Now, Srinivas, he is passing his days like a mad, here, there. Anyhow, he heard and went there to hear Bhagavatam. He is eager not to express him, that he knows he is an educated man, good scholar, especially of Bhagavatam, none known, and he also do not give any vent to that. But one day that Basho, he was explaining something wrong, and unconsciously he could not check, he pointed out the mistake. Srinivas, you are explaining in this way, but the proper meaning will be that. Then the attention of the whole devotee, including the king, the chief, fell on that boy. Who is he? His guru Das, who was explaining, he was of the charmed. We took all him to be a magical. That is, he's pointing out such fine points. Who are you? The quest became very intense, and he had to. That I am a wretched soul. This Bhagavatam and so many other very high-level Vaishnava scripture I was taking from Vrindavan, and that big boxes filled up with those Vaishnava scriptures is stolen from here about a year or so. And I am wondering in search of those. I was in custody. Oh, then they knew that Birhamri, he has an astrologer, and he used to Gorana, used to say that when these two big boxes filled up with a scripture was there nearby his capital. They called the astrologer, what is there? They rooted. On those places, those chiefs there are rooting princes, half rubber. The astrologer told very highly valued jewels are there in those boxes. Then he managed by his own men to steal those boxes and kept in his house. He opened them, found many books, holy books, and closed it, kept it. After hearing from Srinivas, he said, oh, you have lost those books, you are one of that. That is here, we have taken it. Our my astrologer told that many valuable jewels contained there. So misguided, we took them. Then Srinivas came back in his life again. He went there, fell prostrated there, and asked them to get some Ardeshop Aruti, began to Aruti, from the books, Shastra, representation of Krishna, devotees. They began worshipping, and after Aruti, openly, then sent information to Narottam and Samananda. They all came. And this chief was his disciple, and many of the place became his disciples. And then Virhamdi, after all, he did much service of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas here, Virhamdi. And Vishnupur was his capital. And gradually, that Vishnupur, so many temples, huge number of temples are seen in that town, still standing. And they are very strong rulers, and they force people on the subjects. They must take Harinam, Hare Krishna, otherwise we will banish you from here. So much so, there was one Gopal in the line, Gopal Singh, an ordinary cultivator. After finishing his duties before going to bed, oh, you take that Malika, I must obey the Gopal Singh's order. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then, otherwise, the information that he did not take name, he would be banished from his kingdom. That was. The whole line was Vaishnava. And many things are told by their, from their language. Then Srinivasa Rajya came. He was there in Jajigram near Katwa. And with the help of Narottam and Samananda and Virbhadra, son of Nityananda Prabhu, Janhava Devi, the first wife of Nityananda Prabhu, all these Advaita Prabhu's sons, they are combined, began an extensive preaching of the Gaudiya Vaishnava, of the Bhagavata Dharma, especially in Bengal, and part of Bihar and Orisha. The flow, the inundation came by this Trinity. This combination of these three devotees, after Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they kept up that torch of the Gaudiya Vaishnava here. Mostly in the Lord. Narottam Thakur went to Manipur side, Assam, and the whole of Manipur almost was captured by him, including the king. So in Manipur, we generally say, the temple is also here in Manipur, two temples. They are mainly disciples, all the Manipurians, Narottam Thakur. Extensive preaching, that's right. And in Bengal, Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Srinivasa Acharya, and in Orisha, especially Samananda Prabhu. In Ahmed. So today is that auspicious day. Srinivasa Acharya, he disappeared. So then in his connection, this has been very too much purified. And we pray for his grace, for his mercy, that our attempt may be successful to get what they came to give to us. We may accept, we may get by his blessings. Vansha Galvada Rupasht Kripa Sandhu Paivati Padijana Ankavali Bhu Vishnu. Any question you may put to Jajavar Maharaj? Let us hear something from him. But can any one of you translate from Bengali to English?
You,
none.
You you can.
At last, I am here.
Jatin Maharaj, I've heard that he has taken sannyas at age 28 years old. He has taken sannyas.
Who?
Jatin Maharaj.
Jajavar Maharaj took sannyas when he was 28. But he joined the mat long before, even before me, as 25 or so. Adadaje 32, 5000 ni 32 sale mate aichilen na kon sale? 33. Bangla. Rateshwar. 7 × 3 = 10. 33 sale, that 25.
Transactor body.
আমি তো 26 থেকে গৌরী মঠে যাতায়াত করি, জন্মাষ্টমীর আগে হইতে প্রয়োজন। আমার পরে 7 দিন পরে, এক শুক্রবারে আমার সন্ন্যাস হইল ওই বাগবাজার মঠ প্রবেশের, ঠিক পরের শুক্রবারে সবজি মহারাজ, দুই শুক্রবার বিকেলবেলায়। আমার হলো বলা হয়নি, স্বামী মহারাজ স্যাং এ সংস্কৃত সাং বন্দে রূপ সনাতন রঘুযুগ শ্রীজীব গোপালক, দ্যাট ওয়াজ কম্পোজ বাই শ্রীনিবাস আচার্য। ইউ হ্যাভ হার্ড দ্যাট
প্রেয়ার্স বাই সিক্স গোস্বামী কৃষ্ণ কীর্তন,
দ্যাট সং স্বামী মহারাজ স্যাং, অ্যান্ড আই ওয়াজ টোল্ড দ্যাট ওয়াজ ভেরি মাচ appreciated from the standpoint of musical science. Playing on Madango himself and chanting. Bandhe Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jugo Sri Jeeva Gopala. That song, that poem was composed by Srinivas Acharya Prabhu. Thak Goswami Stotra. And that is related in whole of America. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jugo Sri Jeeva Gopalako
Mahashastra Vicharane Kalpako
Astavijaram
Saddhanga Samsthapako
Sthapako
Lokanam Hitakarano Tribhuvane Manyo Saranyakaro Radha Krishna Padaravinda Vajana Nandina Matalipo Vande Rupa
Sanatana Raghu Jugo Sri Jeeva Gopalako Hare Krishna Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Hidai Gaur Hari Bol. So today we keep it here. In the land of exploitation, improve yourself and live here.
Brahma Sanghita then? Brahma Sanghita, that is not included then.
Sanghita?
Brahma Sanghita.
Manu Sanghita?
No, Brahma.
Brahma Sanghita? Oh, Brahma Sanghita.
That is Vaishnava Shastra.
Vaishnava. And that gives specially the conception of Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. The Krishna is above all, even Narayana. That we get from Brahma Sanghita. There are many Sanghitas. There is Brahma Sanghita. Jiva Goswami gives the reference that is very rarely found, that 100 chapters, only one chapter is given here. Hare Krishna.
Microphone is attached to your feedback. There. Then, after instruction from Puranas, we can, the next higher Shastra.
Purana is also higher, the classification.
Mm-hmm. Purana takes...
Upanishad. Generally, we should approach the Veda, the revealed truth. And that is also classification, according to the, considering the stages of the recipient, and they have given installment.
So next,
and that is collected in Darshan, Tarka Shastra, in Vedanta, Brahma Sutra by Vyasadeva. He collected the very important passages from the Upanishads and has proved that this Brahma, that is, that should be the only object of our search here. Brahma Jikasa. Now, what is what this true conception of Brahma is? Shankaracharya came to explain that this is non-differentiated mass of consciousness, and we must enter there and lose our individuality. But Ramanuj and others, they came to say, no, Brahma, in closer inspection you shall find that there is a domain, a zone, where we can detect that he is personal, Vasudeva, personal. A point of Brahma, we ourselves as person, so the huge source of that consciousness, that is not an objective thing, but is subjective, and that is person, a big person, infinite personality. Then when we can see that, we see Brahma as Parabrahma, that is Vasudeva, who is accommodating everything in him and who is living everywhere. Vasudeva. Then in more close inspection we find there is some potency just by the side of that person. Then Narayana, it becomes Narayana. Then Narayana, we find that there are not only Narayana alone, but his group also there. In this way, the Vaikuntha, the Sarvitas, all these things, we can see in that Brahmapura. Ramanuj has given the example that a bird is entering the jungle, disappears from here, but it does not mean that he is dead. It is living there. With his cubs and in a nest. He's living there, taking food. So when one enters that zone of conscious area, that does not mean that he is lost. He ends there. No, he enters there and he lives there. So we can, if we can secure our entrance into that zone of pure conscious area, we can retain our individuality. We can, so many there are retaining their individual existence, and they are all engaged in service. In this way, he explains. And Mahaprabhu says from Bhagavatam that there is another sphere higher than that Vaikuntha. Here it is calculative service, and there that is automatic. And here we think that power is the source, is the prime cause of everything. But there we find that love and the beauty, that is guiding the whole, guiding principle of the whole existence. Not power, but beauty or love. That is the most fundamental plane. And we can connect ourselves with that. We can wake there. and live there permanently and very happily. That is the happiest form of life, when we can reach that area of spontaneous love and service. Everyone is that temperament, and the central Lord is there, emanating, encouraging everyone to do so. That is nuts. So Jiva Goswami has taken Srimad Bhagavatam as the highest authority, and he has shown why I am accepting Srimad Bhagavatam. He says that Srimad Bhagavatam has got the characteristic of Purana, is one of the Purana. It has got the characteristic of the Veda. It has got characteristic of the Tantra. It has got characteristic of Smriti. The Vedic truth, the revealed truth, comes in a general way and takes three courses. One, Tarkopantha, to satisfy the learned, which have got understanding, satisfy the intellect. Another, Smriti, to apply itself in daily life, in food, in, and the, any other activity, living all these things, mixing with our daily habitual practices. That is Smriti. How should we regulate ourselves in our 24 hours living practices? That is Smriti. And to satisfy our intellectual guidance, that is Tarka Brahma Sutra. And another, Puran, the points of departure, to advise us like a friend. Someone did so and he got this bad result. Someone did so and he got good result. If you do this, you will be beneficial in this way. Friendly advice. Inciting many previous historical reference. They are trying to convince you. That is Purana. Yuga Goswami says, in Srimad Bhagavatam we find all these characteristics in one place. Saptati Shruti, it is considered as Shruti. Then it is Tantra, Kriya, all our activity also harmonized there. Tantra and the Puran also, so many stories to encourage you. To attract your attention towards so many previous incidents. So Purana, so all the signs, symptoms of all different types of Shastra is found in one place, and that is Srimad Bhagavatam. So we can take it blindly to be the highest Shastra for our cause. Because all from all points, it can satisfy the all sorts of inquiries in one place. In Tattva Sandarbha, you will find it in detail. Tattva Sandarbha. Goswami has written Sandarbha, six Sandarbha. First is concerning with epistemology, Tattva Sandarbha. What is the evidence? He is analyzing and divides it into 10, then eliminating one by one, showing defects in them, in the evidence. Then lastly he has come to Sauta or Apto and say that in transcendental affairs, this is only the source of our knowledge should be this way. And then he has told them we can rely on Bhagavatam as revealed truth, the scriptures, the container of the revealed truth in a most developed and regulated way suiting to us. He has proved that. And then what is in Bhagavatam, he is going, the conception of Brahma, Paramatma, the Brahma, all-comprehensive aspect of the Supreme, and the all-permeating aspect, and then the all-capturing, capturing all attention of all in the service, representing his beautiful aspect. Bhajaniya. Bhagavan means Bhajaniya Guna Vishishta. Brahma Paramatma Bhagavan. What is Bhagavan? Whose very existence is so much attractive that it commands your attention for his service. Please, Bhagavan, who can attract your heart for his worship, for his reverence, for his love. You can attract your heart, your love, your very existence. That is Bhagavan. That aspect, the fulfillment side. The fulfillment side is represented by Bhagavan. And what is Brahma, what is from the scriptures, what is Paramatma, what is Jiva, what is the conception of Bhagavan, both Narayana and Krishna, and the difference between them. And the Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, the most original, really the beautiful, and that is the prime cause of the whole existence, the beauty and love. Yeah. So you have to go through that Sandarbha by Jiva Goswami. And on the basis of that, you have to read what Rupa Goswami has spoken about the rasa and different stages of rasa, Santa Dasya Sakya Vatsudra Madhu, and all these things. And to have a strong critical ground, foundation, you have to study this satsandarbha. And through Ruchi, who has got taste, they will go pierce through these stages and go to the beautiful, and then they will cultivate about the thing in a particular process. Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari.
Maharaj, may I ask, what is the position of a person who has heard from the pure devotees such as Srila Prabhupada or yourself and is chanting Hare Krishna but has not taken the Hari Nam initiation? Can he still make some spiritual advancement?
Who is you? Who are you?
I'm a friend of Dave Narayan. My name is Thomas Khan Savage from New York. And I brought the letter from Dave Narayan.
Your name?
And it's Thomas.
Bhakta Tom.
Bhakta?
Tom.
Now what does he say? Who has got that Harinam Mala.
No. He asked if a person is heard from Swami Maharaj and yourself, two pure devotees, but they have not as yet received Harinam initiation. Said, what is their position?
They would like to be in a position of search what Swami Maharaj has given to the world, some sort of hopeful news for the soul. And he has left the surface.